The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town.
Welcome back. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this third day of June. It's a Friday, 2011. And with me from Cabo down in Mexico is Robbie Noel. Sherry in Kansas. Hello, Sherry.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Robbie, it's so good to know you're alive and kicking. I got a bone to pick with John real quick, and then I got a question for you, Robbie. John, you need to have David Bloom on, the alcohol can be a gas guy, because you're propagating some of the myths put out there by the oil companies.
And how's that?
Well, one thing, now, this is not for GMO corn. You know, I don't approve of GMO corn, but growing corn for and using it to make alcohol, you're not taking anything away from the food supply, because you actually, the spent mash, and most of the corn is fed to animals anyway, and the spent mash is actually more palatable for them once you take the starch out. It actually makes better feed. And alcohol burns a lot cleaner. Yeah, there's a problem with some gaskets, but we wouldn't have to have all this pollution control equipment on our cars, and we could go back to cars we could fix ourselves. You know, sort of like Henry Ford type of cars.
I've had this man on the air before. I've interviewed him.
Have you?
Yes, I have.
I guess I missed it, but I mean, have you got his book? Have you looked at his book? Because it's a really thorough textbook.
No, I did. I've read his book. I had him on the air. We talked about all of his points of, you know, alternative type fuels. And the problem with this is that it just isn't hard on some gaskets. What happens when you add alcohol to gasoline? It traps water. The pickup for your gas pump, and they're all in the tanks now. They're not external or on the engines like they used to be. What they're doing is picking up the water, and they're blowing diaphragms out in these pumps.
I guess if you're like me and you have to, I still drive a carbureted vehicle because I don't want something with a computer, but I have worked in the automotive industry for a while. I can't fix my car a lot, but I can fix it some, but I just don't want something with a computer, you know. So, but yeah, if you're going to drive a new car, but you know, one reason why, you know, Prohibition came around was because, Rockefeller wanted to get rid of all the stills out in the country. You know, not that we're producing for drinking, but producing it for running their tractors and stuff. And people could stop at a farm and fill up their Model T Ford that had dual fuel capabilities.
Yeah, the original flex fuel vehicle.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, Robbie, I would like to know on the deal with what Gaddafi was trying to do and unite Africa some way before he was, you know, targeted. What exactly was he trying to do?
Well, Gaddafi was, look, there's a number of interesting stories out there about trying to move the Arab world onto a gold standard.
Hold that thought.
And trying to get them to move away from dependence on U.S. dollars for the purchase of oil.
Hold on 1 second, Robbie. Hold on, Sherry. We've got to take this break. We'll do that. Be back in 3-800-313-9443. Kind of a laid-back phone-in Friday with Robbie Noel. We'll be right back.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans, thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739, 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we are back. Robbie, the Gaddafi-Libyan deal here, I'm seeing they have Western troops on the ground. And mixed signals again. United Nations claiming that, they've authorized certain things to be done. And Al Jazeera caught these guys. They were intelligence officers, MI6, Special Air Service. I'm sure our CIA buddies are over there as well.
Yeah, but, you know, you've got to go back and remember the reason for the invasion of Iraq under Saddam. I mean, if you look prior to that invasion, Saddam Hussein wanted to trade oil in euros, not in U.S. dollars. Put a serious imbalance in the world's financial system. And it wasn't soon after his announcement of trading oil for euros that the invasion occurred. Well, not so long ago, Gaddafi was promoting the introduction of the gold dinar and was trying to rally Muslim nations and African nations to trade in the gold dinar as opposed to U.S. dollars. And he had a lot of support from Africa. I mean, if you look at who flown into Libya in the last few weeks, recent being Jacob Zuma from South Africa. And there's no question, had Gaddafi been successful in shifting the Muslim world and the African world away from trading in U.S. dollars and converting to gold dinars, you know, one and one starts making two.
Well, and also what he had done is he had nationalized the oil fields over there.
And, oh, yeah, absolutely.
And this is when everything was still running as usual, where the dollar was tied to the oil, and you couldn't sell the oil unless it was tied to the U.S. dollar. So not only did he nationalize the oil fields and throw the companies out, he was sharing the profits from those oil and produces a lot of oil, good grade of oil. He's sharing it with his people. Now, is that socialism? Yeah. Is he buying the favor of the Libyan people? They're not turning down the free housing. They're not turning down their government checks. And these people do not want Gaddafi going anywhere.
And, you know, as I mentioned to you earlier when we spoke, I had a real interesting evening with a bunch of guys that work for Blackwater, all former South African Special Forces guys. And they told me stories about how foreign military, not Western military contractors, were recruiting heavily in Africa, Africans who had received military training, and who were obviously recruited by Gaddafi, just like the U.S. has private military contractors in Afghanistan and Iraq. Gaddafi has spent a huge amount of money putting together African mercenaries that are in operation as we speak in Libya.
Well, and again, there's been numerous reports in the British press that the SAS soldiers are acting as spotters in Libya to help NATO warplanes target pro-Gaddafi forces. Now,
sure.
Back in March, six Special Forces soldiers and two MI6 officers were detained by rebel fighters. And when they landed on an abortive mission to meet rebel leaders in Benghazi, it was kind of embarrassing for them. But the UN pops up, and many people do not understand or believe this when I tell them that Desert Storm, going back to the early 90s, George Bush Jr., all of these operations, they kept touting it was under NATO. But NATO is just the front man, the cutout for the United Nations. These have all been UN operations in the Middle East. So when you look at this, you know, the UN comes out and makes a statement. The subject is sensitive as a UN Security Council resolution. This was back in March in response to this. Authorizing the use of force in Libya specifically excludes a foreign occupation form or force of any form in any part of Libyan territory. But here again, the Special Air Service is there. MI6 is there. CIA, more than likely there. Gaddafi's going out and hiring his African mercenaries, building the counter forces. For this is a toppling where what we're witnessing here is the toppling of a regime. They're going to build coalition forces. They're calling them anti-government forces, but that's in a good sense. But they're actually over there trying to destabilize and push this rebellion. So it's the whole damn thing is mischaracterized, and people are being lied to. But then you'll see statements of, well, we must go into Libya, but we're not in Libya. No, we're not there. I mean, they're there.
You can take that one to the bank.
Man. Is Sherry still with us? Sherry?
One more thing, and then I'll hang up. You know, I'm surprised that Press TV doesn't report more favorably for Gaddafi. And is there some animosity between Iran and Libya where, you know, because they're really both getting attacked by the Zionists and, you know.
Yeah, but the one's Shiite and one's Sunni.
Oh.
So you have that divide within the Arab world. Blood runs thicker than water, as the saying goes.
But as described before, between the between crime families, whether you got the I've once heard that you have the Genoveses on one side of the table and you have the Gambinos on the other. If anybody threatens their game, I mean, they'll deal with each other violently if they have to. But when their game is threatened, they'll band together to go after the enemy. And the enemy, this is being downplayed as well, because the hit list is already out there. Wesley Clark is the one who revealed it. He had seen the Pentagon Papers that they had their seven-country hit list, and that Iran is definitely on that. That's one of the last ones to go down. But this is all in behalf of the Israelis. This is all in behalf, ladies and gentlemen, of bringing their brand of democracy to the Middle East. These people don't want democracy. They don't want porno theaters. They don't want McDonald's. They don't want the fiat money systems. They've seen the damage that it has done. I mean, Gaddafi, for gosh sakes, Gaddafi won't let genetically modified foods in his country.
And, by the way, he holds 144 metric tons of gold. And that scares them to death.
Oh, well, then they're follow the money. You know they want to get their fingers on that their gold.
Well, Robbie, it's good that you're back. I look forward to listening to you.
Oh, thank you so much, my dear.
Bye.
All right. He had to get that out of his system. He had to go globetrotting for a while. Richard in Montreal. Hello, Richard.
Hello, John.
Hi.
I'm on my cell phone from here in the far north.
Sound good.
Okay. Hey, listen, when I was a young yuppie MBA, carrying my briefcase, converting Montgomery Ward into Walmart. Yeah, true story.
Hey, I was there. I used to work for Monkey Wards. I know.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, for God's sake.
Years ago.
We're soul brothers. But anyway, that's a fact, yeah. Anyway, Tom Brooker rings a bell with you.
What was the name?
Tom Brooker.
Yeah.
Ed Donnell. John Marchese.
I remember the names.
God bless you. Anyway, at that time in my life as a yuppie wannabe, the theme of my MBA was that we had to have the Fed, because the Fed would make sure we never had another Great Depression.
Yeah.
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 That was taught in the classrooms, and I have a couple of textbooks with, LV equals MT or whatever it was and all that jazz. So what happens if we have a Great Depression in the face of this theory that's now failing?
Their number one job, part of their little charter, one of the duties of the Fed Reserve is to give you a stable currency.
Yes.
Now, isn't that fascinating? Because the fiat money system itself in time, generally less than 100 years, but there's never been a fiat currency system in any country operating that's lasted more than 100 years. It is self-destructive by its very nature. So how does that go with the mandate that they give you a stable currency? We'll be right back.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
I had forgotten where we left off. I was doing some things on computer here, and I got distracted. That's never happened to you.
Just listening to that commercial, you know, we should try and figure out a way to sell Berkeys to the good folks in Mexico, because everybody here should have a Berkey.
Oh, goodness. At any rate, Richard in Montreal, you had a question.
Yes. They recently did a survey, and they found out four things that were top of the mind for the general population. One was health care. There were jobs, and there were taxes. Lower taxes, more jobs, more better health care. And then there was a thing called the deficit. Now, three of these things the average person can relate to: health care, jobs, and taxes. I don't think the average person can relate to the deficit thing at all. So,
I mean, people can't get there. I mean, have you ever tried to explain to somebody what $1 trillion is, let alone try and explain what $14 trillion is? And I guess the best explanation I ever heard, since Christ walked the earth, if you lost $1 million a day, you still wouldn't have achieved $1 trillion. So can you imagine $14 trillion? I mean, it's just simply mind-boggling.
Well, and you mentioned two of the things, and isn't this interesting? Because they can't come up with a salient explanation in this country. Our government doesn't want to cut any services. We don't want to make Barack Obama look bad to his voting base. These are the people that wanted their entitlements. These are the people that were scared about Medicaid and Medicare. This has always been a political ploy to scare voters. And they're,
how many times have you heard that statement that Social Security, talking about Social Security, is the third rail?
Well, and
touch it and you die.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Rather than phasing out the program, rather than the government admitting that we cannot manage things like this, that we have no business in health care, we have no business in retirements. I mean, these were creations. The Social Security was a creation of Franklin Delano Roosevelt when everybody was scared during the Depression. He's making nice with people, entitlements and what have you. Oh, and we'll use the term safety net. Doesn't that sound comforting? We'll catch you before you die. And Richard, what I wanted to point out, two of the things that you mentioned.
Yeah.
Here in Washington, they refuse to cut the debt, so they've got to raise the ceiling. They're going to have to raise taxes because they're going to raise the debt ceiling. They're going to have to raise taxes because there is less and less and less every single day, every single month going into the U.S. government. Why? Because of unemployment.
Yes.
You know, so here's two conflicting. I mean, it's right in people's faces, right there in front of them.
I mean, think about that last presidential debate when there was only one guy talking about all the problems that we are now obviously dealing with up close and personal. Ron Paul spoke about them ad nauseum, but he was laughed off the stage at every occasion.
Amazing.
Well, we got a bit of a problem here with our deficit discussion. And I'm going to pose a little proposition here that will probably ruin my reputation for the rest of my life. The deficit, as it creates U.S. dollars, also because the U.S. dollar is the reserve currency, is in a way financing the growth of China and India. We cut the deficit and we stop our advancement. We stop our deficit. We don't raise it. We are limiting the growth of these third world countries. What do you think of that proposition?
Well, look, if you understand the basis of Keynesian economics, the whole theory behind Keynesian economics is debts and deficits don't matter because it is money that we owe ourselves.
Right.
Well, then of course.
So that point, given that the U.S. dollar is the reserve currency, we're getting a little theoretical here. If we're going to keep this reputation of reserve currency, we have to keep producing more money.
Yep.
What do you think of that?
That's true.
Which is a deficit for
That's
the
right.
U.S.
That's right.
Now, in order to keep people in line and not give up on the U.S. dollar, we have a weird thing called smart bombs. What do you think of that? Violate the rules. Drop the U.S. dollar, earn a smart bomb.
And
what do you think?
Robbie?
Yeah, well, look, the only engine of growth in the U.S. and has been the way for ever since Eisenhower warned the Americans about the giant military-industrial complex.
Right, yes.
And he wasn't necessarily just talking about that by way of debt that it creates. It's a way for these people to make money. Continued wars. It's a big, fat profit. Hang on a second, Richard. We'll carry you through the break here. 800-313-9443. I captured our wayward Robbie Noel. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Richard, you expressed that the debt was, I think you said, number four on your list. And by the way, didn't you have to do your Keynesian economic course to get your MBA, and you had to genuflect in front of that one?
Yes, I can do that, yes.
Yeah, yeah. The debt. They don't want to talk about the debt. They're just talking about the remedy for their temporary fix to keep the markets afloat, to keep the banks. Goldman Sachs, the announcement came out today, there'll be no criminal charges. Nobody, you're talking about, and the term is being used again, too big to fail and too big to make look bad by going after them criminally. So they've just announced today that there will be no criminal actions against Goldman Sachs. The debt, they don't go into in depth because they have that problem. How big is the real debt? How much in the derivatives are out there floating around the planet destroying economies right and left? They're stuck.
Yes, but that debt is being held by somebody as an asset on their books. So that asset is there, comes into their net worth, allows them to borrow more money. It's weird how the U.S. Entity, the United States, has become a sort of portioned out among all these different countries through its own currency. through its debt, actually. And its debt becomes an asset to all these other countries. So the issue about the deficit is, probably more than anything else, rate of growth, not the absolute amount. I'm not sure about that. I'm just guessing at this point without looking at the numbers. But my guess is they want somehow, that this is some kind of political debate between powers that wants to control the rate of growth of the deficit, because that rate of growth is the amount of money that goes in and becomes assets of all these other countries. From an accounting point of view, MBA is coming through now at this point. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
I apologize for that degree. I'm really grumpy about that degree.
Hey,
but anyway,
you and how many other tens of thousands of people carrying their briefcases, living the life of Riley and getting in there and mixing it up in the economy. It was exciting, heady thing to do.
Oh, it was. It was.
Until people...
chairmen and board directors and lecturing the boards and telling them how to do business.
Yeah. And
that's great stuff.
And until the theater ends.
Yes.
And you have to go home.
And you all of a sudden you ask yourself, what the hell am I doing here? Anyway.
Yeah.
But the deficit question in the U.S., and I'm puzzled by this, is how the Republicans can position themselves to lose. I don't know why they're doing that when they should be kind of conditioning themselves to win.
Well, and there's a couple of things at play here, Richard, because economics aside, we have a socialization process. Call it the communizing of America. The Republicans, we know who controls the game. So the Republicans are not going to mount what would be savior measures for the U.S. Because what you're looking at now is literally the world's model for global government. It is going to be socialism and a strange mix of fascism thrown in to boot. So they have to let this thing go. There's not going to be any political changes in this country any more than when Barack Obama came in. Any of the policies that were put forth by George Bush changed, even though he ran on a platform to do exactly the opposite of George Bush.
Exactly.
That's not how
he got elected, yeah, of course.
Yeah, it's not going to change. This is the model for the globe, your socialization. Kind of a neat term, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, there's a guy, Perkins, something about the hitman. He wrote a book.
The economic hitman.
Yeah, and corporatism, I think, was the term that he used, or somebody used it. And so I think possibly, and I've been pondering this a little bit without giving it any definitive answer, is we've got to change our terms. We've got to come up, because socialism has got a real ring to it. It really grabs your mind.
Yes, it does.
But that's an 1848 word. And communism, of course, died in 1989.
Of course it did. And the Chinese are no longer communists. They have been westernized by profit and business.
Well, they're national socialists.
Well, Clinton introduced what was affectionately referred to as the third way, which was the melding of capitalism and socialism. And
well, that's what the Chinese have done.
That's exactly what they have done.
And they've defined it as the third way.
Well, and you need the capitalism in place. See, here's what the communists finally realized. That communism doesn't work because there's no enthusiasm. There's nothing really... everybody is treated equal, supposedly. And then, of course, the ruling class and the communist regimes, they lived fat on the hog. But everybody else did not. Well, there was only one inherent problem with communism. It didn't produce anything. So they necessarily have to have the capitalism model. It's the redistribution of wealth and the socializing of people's minds here that we're really talking about. So one is mutually exclusive to the other.
Yeah, well, communism dies because it doesn't leave slack for enterprise.
That's right.
I can come up with a new style shirt. and I can sell it tomorrow here. But in communism, your new style shirt has to be approved through the bureaucracy. It never gets approved.
That's so right. And I can remember the days where smuggled Levi's into Russia. My God, these people were paying. They wanted everything Western. And this is before the Levi was allowed to go over and open up a plant and actually produce the stuff in Russia. But,
well,
I mean, yeah, I mean, it's absolutely nuts. But, no, you've got it. The socialist model, you'll give people the illusion that they're still out there working and earning. But you better, probably better than anybody else, understand, if you're out of Canada, you understand the model.
Yeah, well, Canada has a reputation of socialism that works. This is hard to sell in the U.S. It's a socialist country. It works. That's what it was, how it was explained to me when I first got here 30 years ago.
Socialism.
But it's rapidly joining the hardcore right wing, possibly because the currency is so strong. The British Israel U.S. gang is starting to use Canada as the spear at the pointed end of the spear for global occupation.
But here,
that's new.
Yeah, but here
it's coming fast.
Yeah, but here again, you know, socialism that works as long as the capitalist model is still floating. But how can it keep floating on a fiat system?
Yeah, well, that's one of the wonders of the system. You used to have a thing called crown corporations. And that was a function of WW2. They took Canada out of the Depression, the British did, to support them during WW2. And by doing that, they just, whatever they needed for the war effort, they mobilized it into what is called a crown corporation. It didn't sell stock, but it was given a corporate entity.
Sure.
And a mission and a budget and told to get it done. Build tanks, build airplanes, build airfields, build boats, train the military, train whatever. Whatever you need to do was called a crown corporation. Now, those have been wiped out. In fact, the crown corporation took its pinnacle with the Avro airplane. I don't know if you ever heard of the Avro.
Oh, yes.
But in the 50s, that was the most advanced fighter interceptor airplane in the world, superior to any other aircraft anywhere.
And
the wisdom of the Canadian government was, because it was a crown corporation, it didn't sell stock, right? There was no Wall Street or financial control of the crown corporation. It was strictly a political body. So Wall Street made its case, and the Canadian government destroyed the airplane. Absolutely destroyed every model. It no longer exists. Because, why? In a crown corporation, there was no stock to sell. So there's many stories of technology. But anyway, most of the engineers and scientists and technicians that built that superior airplane went to the U.S. and worked on the space program.
If you want to look at the companies that make up the Dow that have been keeping the Dow afloat for the past few years, there's a handful of them. Boeing, McDonnell Douglas, Northrop Grumman. Those are stocks that continue to keep a floor in the Dow. And will continue to do so for the foreseeable future.
And Richard, ironically, the crumbs were thrown on the Canadian platter up there just in time to, well, as you said, you had the crown corporations up there. It was time to go to war. And it didn't matter if you were Germany. It didn't matter if you were U.S., Canadian, whatever. Who was it that benefited by the wars? The military-industrial complex that one of our ex-presidents reminded us of. So they threw some crumbs on your plate up there. And ironically, we came out of the Depression here in the U.S. because of the start of World War II. Money to be made.
Oh, yeah.
He actually had another word in there that they took out. he actually said the Congressional Military Industrial Complex.
Congressional.
I didn't know about that. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. It's important.
And well, Richard, well, good luck to you up in Canada. And how much longer, you've been there 30 years, how much longer is the socialism that works, when is it going to stop working?
The new government is giving us vibrations that they're going to undermine the part that works. So we'll see how that works out.
The stories of corruption never cease in a corrupt world. Thank you, Richard.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate your call. Yeah, that when he said that he was an MBA, you know, he was hot to trot with his little briefcase running around, feeling like he was owning the world. And I just got this mental picture that he had to take the Keynesian, in order to get his degree, he had to take the Keynesian pill to swallow. And he had to, of course, genuflect at the same time. I mean,
there's generations of people that have grown up on that flawed economic model, and to convince them otherwise is an exercise in futility.
Banks that are too big to fail. The very entity that caused this problem. And, you know, I mean, the upside to fiat currency, I've heard these debates before that, well, it's an elastic currency, that we can expand the economy by giving more credit. Robbie, the credit has run out. This, since the invention of the personal...
Yeah.
The personal credit line that you could carry around on your hip or in your purse if you were a woman, that little card that enabled you to buy today and enjoy today and pay for tomorrow. This was a new concept that was introduced in this country, 40-some years ago? Worked okay for a little while until people, because of cost increases, inflation, actually devaluation. People, well, hey, you know, I can make a mortgage payment on my credit card, or I can do this on my credit card.
Did I lose you?
You're still there.
Oh, good.
Let's go to Lee.
Yeah.
Quit laughing in there. I've got a board op that thinks this is funny. At any rate, you still there, Rob?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, there you are. All right, let's go to Lee in Georgia. Hello, Lee.
Hello, my brother.
How you doing?
Robbie, my brother from another mother. How you be?
Great.
Real quick, first of all, I believe it was Sherry was talking about corn being fed to, yes, a lot of our corn is fed to animals.
Yeah.
But we've got to understand something, folks. Cattle, their digestive system was never intended to digest corn.
Mash.
So this is why I do not eat store-bought meat.
Mash
my
or
meat
any
must be free range.
Thing,
anyway,
absolutely.
Robbie, I was kind of curious. You're from Africa. And I'm kind of curious about this. I've always been of the firm belief that countries only go to war for two reasons. One, money, power, and resources. Or two, defending their country from an invasion. Now, we look at all of the wars that America has been involved in, and you can say every single one of them has been for money, power, and resources, Now, we know Libya does not produce a major portion of the world's oil, so we can rule the oil out of here. We know Afghanistan, okay, oil may be iffy, but also they've got all those minerals, untapped minerals below the soil, which kind of leads me to believe that maybe that might be part of the reason why America went into Afghanistan. I'm also of the firm belief that oil may be a major factor in why America went into Iraq. But when we look at Libya, knowing that Libya doesn't really produce a major portion of the world's oil, I think they're only the 12th largest or something like that, and most of their oil goes to the European Union.
But they do produce a low sulfate oil, which is obviously
the more preferred.
You just You're bottoming out on us, Robbie. Must be peak time for the internet down there.
Hey, yeah, right. Here's my question, and I've tried to bring this up on a couple different shows, John, and maybe you'll address this or do some research into this. I stumbled on this about a month ago, and I'm kind of curious. Water-technology.net, they have a project going on called the GMR, the Great Man-Made River Project, in Libya. Have you heard anything about this, gentlemen?
No, I have not. Robbie, have you? I can't hear Robbie. Let's see. Let's see if we can get him during the break. Hang on a second, Lee. Let's make sure we got the connection here. Oh, this better improve next week. This is going to be maddening. At any rate, we'll be right back.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesit, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
We've got Robbie missing in action here. Were you able to get him? Not yet? Okay. Well, no? Okay. At any rate, Lee, we lost Robbie there.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah.
Anyway, let me give you this URL real quick. It's real simple. water-technology.net/projects, plural, P-R-O-J-E-C-T-S. -GMR, all lowercase. It's quite interesting. Apparently, there is Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I just heard somebody say Republic. I was like, oh, what happened there? Anyway, apparently, some number of years ago, they found a number of these aquifers, roughly 600 meters deep. This one happens to be in the Sirt Basin. Now, I'll tell you what, if what they're showing here on their website, they are the ones who are developing this project. This would produce, I mean, and they're saying some of this water is some of these aquifers are between 38,000 and 14,000 years old. This is pure, uncontaminated, clean, untouched, beautiful, I mean, for lack of a better word, naturally sterilized water. And I mean, it's just millions and millions of billions and billions of gallons and barrels of water sitting under Libya, if this is true. Now, what I'm curious about is if this is true, could this be the smoking gun of why America is really so interested in Libya? I'll leave you with that thought, sir, and I'll listen to the rest off air.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you, Lee. Robbie, do I have you?
Yeah, sorry about that. I guess it's the 5 o'clock in the afternoon jam signal.
Yeah, it probably is. And luckily, it sounds to me like there's not a whole lot of business being conducted on the Internet. It's probably for surfing, because most people that are working are getting off and are going home and getting on their computers. Luckily, you're going to be on earlier in the day.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that might work out. All right. Do I have any other callers here? No, that's it. Okay, good deal. All right, well, Robbie, it's been a pleasure. Somebody had emailed me that emailed you as well. George, he emailed me and he said, hey, John, you have a vacant spot on RBN? Who shows up but Robbie? Strange how things have a way of working for that which is best.
It's divine intervention.
And a little bit of bandwidth crunch. Okay, Robbie, we'll be in touch. We'll see you Monday. All right, I guess that was it. That was that other person.
Oh, okay,
Robbie, you just winked out again. I think it was that last guy at Starbucks that just logged on that pushed you off. There's something to be said about third world communications. You know, he needs to do what Bob Chapman does. I don't know how Bob does this, but he does it by phone, but he never drops. And God knows where on this planet he is. He's in a worse spot than Robbie is right now, at least for communications. At any rate, folks, what a surprise, huh? I was. You know, there was some conversation the last week about Robbie coming on, and, you know, whether he was going to do a weekend program or weekday program or whatever, but this is fortuitous for the network. Mr. Rivero left, went over to Jeff Rentz. Wish him well over there. Okay. My personal belief, he'll be out of radio in about 3 months. But he had to do it. A man's got to do what he thinks he has to do. That's what I used to tell my mom when she'd give me that malook. That's an Italian term for kid, you really screwed up. At any rate, thank you all for being here today. Appreciate it. Y'all have a good weekend. We will see you back here next Monday, along with a new old voice. The Rhodesian Ridgeback. See you Monday.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in